Governor Walker first caused educators to gasp after his inauguration in 2011 when he proposed Act 10. It dismantled most public unions and K-12 teachers' collective bargaining rights. The move sparked massive protests at the state capitol. At about the same time, Walker proposed $1.5 billion in cuts to public education in his 2011 budget, the largest in Wisconsin's history. One person who participated in the protests was Bob Peterson, president of the Milwaukee Teachers Union.
It was a 1-2 punch on public school students, their teachers, and the parents who expect to have quality public schools.
Walker defended the move, saying it was necessary to plug a huge budget hole.
Wisconsin has a $3.6 billion deficit that we face going into the next biennium. We're broke, like nearly every state across the country. We don't have any more money.
Walker targeted public education again in 2013 when he expanded the school voucher program. It diverts money from public to private schools if students would rather attend private. Then this week, the governor announced his 2015 budget will feature a 13% cut in state funding for the UW system and a tuition freeze. In exchange, the system would no longer be bound by state rules governing such things as purchases or employee compensation. Walker compares his proposal for the UW system to Act 10. It helped public schools hold down costs while Walker cut state aid and capped property tax increases.
And I think much like we saw after Act 10, for those who saw that initially as a budgetary reduction, it actually ended up providing great benefit to not only the taxpayers of the state, but ultimately to the people who relied on local governments as well as the state. The same thing will be true at the UW.
There are several reasons Governor Walker continues targeting public education for cuts, according to Mordecai Lee, professor of governmental affairs at UWM. Lee says one reason is that education takes up a huge chunk of the state budget. Another is that the governor has faced deficits in two of the past three budget cycles, including now.
The news media depicts a structural deficit or a deficit as a bad thing, as a problem. But we have to understand that if a person is a conservative Republican, then budget deficits are not a problem. Budget deficits are, in a sense, welcome, because they become an opportunity for cutting government spending.
Conservative Republicans champion smaller government. Lee also thinks the governor is keeping his White House bid in mind, including when he said on conservative talk radio this week that university professors need to start teaching more classes and doing more work.
For somebody running for a Republican nomination for president, it's an applause line for the conservative Republican base to say that teachers should teach more at the university. And so I think this is both good politics on a presidential level as well as good budget politics on the state level.
Some liberal pundits have pointed out this week that Walker lacks a college degree. The governor has reminded people that his Democratic predecessor also cut education funding. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.